Hello, and welcome to Poetry Soup. I'm your host, Emma Catherine Hoff. Each episode, I'll discuss a different poem and poet. Today, I'll be talking about two different poets, one real and one fake. Can a poem be written by someone who doesn't even exist? The Keeper of Sheep is written by Alberto Caeiro, which is a heteronym invented by the poet and writer Fernando Pessoa. A heteronym is different from a pseudonym because a pseudonym is just a name, while a heteronym is an entire personality. I'll talk more about the heteronym Alberto Caeiro later, but first, a little bit about Fernando Pessoa. Fernando Pessoa was born on June 13, 1888, in Lisbon, Portugal. When Pessoa was 6 years old, he made up his first heteronym, a man by the name of Chevalier de Pau. Pessoa created at least 72 heteronyms throughout his lifetime. Pessoa was a poet, writer, literary critic, translator, publisher, and philosopher. He was deeply influenced by English poets like William Shakespeare and Percy Bysshe Shelley. You can also see the influence of Walt Whitman in much of Pessoa's work, including the poem we'll be reading today. Fernando Pessoa died on November 30th, 1935, in Lisbon, Portugal, at the age of 47. But now there's another poet to talk about, Alberto Caeiro. In creating Caeiro, Pessoa had come up with a whole new personality with an entire history. Caeiro has had only a grade school education. He is a peasant who is in touch with his surroundings and greatly influenced by them, yet not curious about their existence. According to Pessoa, Alberto Caeiro does not question the things around him. He has interesting ideas, but he simply takes in his surroundings without asking why. Speaking in the voice of another heteronym, Ricardo Ruiz, Pessoa said, "Caeiro, like Whitman, leaves me perplexed. We are thrown off our critical attitude by so extraordinary a phenomenon. We have never seen anything like it." Even after Whitman, Caeiro is strange and terrible, appallingly new. Based on the personality of the heteronym Fernando Pessoa might be writing under at the time, the perspective of the poems differed in this way. Octavio Paz even called Caeiro the innocent poet. Since The Keeper of Sheep is a long poem, I'm only going to read part 1 and part 9. However, these parts are amazing even by themselves. Here's part 1. I never kept sheep. I never kept sheep, but it's as if I'd done so. My soul is like a shepherd. It knows wind and sun, walking hand in hand with the seasons, observing and following along. All of nature's unpeopled peacefulness comes to sit alongside me. Still, I'm sad as the sunset is to the imagination when it grows cold at the end of the plain and you feel the night come in like a butterfly through the window. But my sadness is comforting because it's right and natural and because it's what the soul should feel when it already thinks it exists and the hands pick flowers and the soul takes no notice. Like the clanking of cowbells beyond the bend in the road, my thoughts are happy. My only regret is knowing they're happy, because if I didn't know it, they'd be glad and happy instead of unhappy and glad. Thinking is discomforting, like walking in the rain, when the wind increases, making it look as if it's raining harder. I've no ambitions or desires. My being a poet isn't an ambition, it's my way of being alone. And if sometimes in my fancy I desire to be a lamb, or the whole flock of sheep so I can go over the hillside and be many happy things at the same time. It's only because I feel what I'm writing when the sun sets or when a cloud's hand passes over the light and a silence runs off through the grass. When I sit down to write a poem or when ambling along the main roads and bypaths, I write lines on the paper of my thoughts. I feel the staff in my hands and glimpse an outline of myself on top of some low-lying hill. Watching over my flock and seeing my ideas, or watching over my ideas and seeing my flock, and smiling vaguely like one who doesn't understand what's said and likes to pretend he does. I greet everyone who will read me, tipping my wide-brimmed hat to them as they see me at my door, just as the coach tips the top of the hill. I salute them and wish them sunshine and rain when rain is called for, and may their houses contain near an open window somebody's favorite chair, where they all sit reading my poems. And then reading my poems, thinking of me as something quite natural. An ancient tree, for instance, in whose shade they thumped down when they were children, tired after play, wiping the sweat off their hot foreheads with the sleeve of their striped smocks. The Keeper of Sheep is a beautiful poem, and this is proven even in just the first part. Referring to the title, the poem is technically about a keeper of sheep, and Cairo proves that he both is and is not the shepherd. He does not have any sheep, and therefore he does not watch over any, but his mind is full and he is content with his thoughts, which he must arrange and keep, like sheep. This is an extended conceit. It's a metaphor that runs throughout the entire poem. So really, this poem, like so many poems, is about Cairo's mind and his being a poet. Cairo also says how he wants to be a lamb, or in fact a whole flock of lambs, so he can be many happy things at the same time. So basically, referring back to the extended conceit, Cairo values ideas and poetry so much that he would like to experience being a thought, but at the same time, also a creature. This is interesting. Cairo continues by saying that he can feel what he writes. He is in touch with his surroundings, like an animal. This connection to nature is a theme that is discussed throughout the rest of this long poem. This is particularly evident in part 9, where Cairo talks about all the things that he can sense around him.
I'm a keeper of sheep. I'm a keeper of sheep. The sheep are my thoughts, and my thoughts are all sensations. I think with my eyes and ears, and with my hands and feet, and with my nose and mouth. To think a flower is to see it and smell it, and to eat a fruit is to taste its meaning. That's why on a hot day, when I ache from enjoying it so much, and stretch out on the grass, closing my warm eyes, I feel my whole body lying full length in reality. I know the truth, and I'm happy.
Part 9 begins with, I am a shepherd, as if the poet has resigned to his fate as master of his mind. Yet another way that the sheep could resemble thoughts is that they could represent the many heteronyms Pessoa created, the way that all these different identities all cluster together inside Pessoa's head. In this part of the poem, Cairo talks about the senses, how there are so many different things around him. You might expect Cairo to describe these things, but he doesn't. He simply remarks again on his contentment with nature and how he does not question it. I know the truth, and I'm happy. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Poetry Soup, and I'll see you soon with the next one.